Whenever you're ready with the recorder, we'll get started.
All right, we are recording.
All right, good evening, everybody. It's Thursday, September the 10th. This is Commissioner Tao chairing tonight's Planning Commission meeting. I'll call tonight's meeting of the North Bend Planning Commission to order, and we'll start with roll call. I'll just call you out and please indicate that you're here. Commissioner Greenberg?
Here.
Commissioner Torgerson?
I'm here. I just did it.
All right. Commissioner Blanco?
Here.
Commissioner Bovers?
Present.
And Commissioner Moe?
Present.
We heard from Commissioner Bush that she would not be able to attend tonight. So can I get a motion to excuse Commissioner Bush from tonight's meeting? Somebody, anybody?
Oh, motion to excuse Commissioner Bush from tonight's meeting.
Second.
Thank you. Motion has been made by Commissioner Moe, seconded by Commissioner Greenberg to excuse Commissioner Bush from tonight's meeting. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Unopposed. Commissioner Bush is excused. We now have an opportunity for members of the public to comment on any topic other than the marijuana retail development
Michael
agreement.
Is now joining.
We took public comment in a public hearing a couple of weeks ago. We've closed that public hearing, so we're no longer taking any comments from the public on that particular topic. So is there any members of the public that would like to speak tonight on any topic other than the marijuana retail development agreement?
No, but this is Wayne Siminoff. I just wanted to make a point. On my computer, Gary, all I see is GT. I don't see your face or anything like that. Is that how it's supposed to be?
That is how it's supposed to be.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I'm good.
Yes, that is intentional. But thank you.
Okay.
Next item is approval of tonight's agenda. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda for tonight's meeting?
Commissioner Blanco makes a motion to approve the agenda for tonight's meeting.
Second.
Motion has been made to approve the agenda for tonight by Commissioner Blanco, seconded by Commissioner Moe. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? None opposed. We have an agenda for the evening. The next item is approval of the August 13th Planning Commission meeting. Can I please get a motion to approve the August 13th Planning Commission meeting minutes?
Motion to approve the August 13th Planning Commission meeting minutes.
Second.
Motion has been made by Commissioner Bovers to approve the August 13th Planning Commission meeting. I didn't catch who made the second. Was that Commissioner Moe?
Torgerson.
Seconded by Commissioner Torgerson. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Commissioner Greenberg's abstaining since I was not at that meeting.
Thanks, Scott. So the minutes have been approved with duly noted Commissioner Greenberg's abstaining from the vote. All right, we have one agenda topic tonight, and that's continued discussion of the marijuana retail development agreement. Mr. Siminoff is in attendance tonight. My understanding, Mike, is that we will not be taking any action tonight because this is still going through the CEPA process. Nonetheless, it's an opportunity for planning commissioners to ask questions, have dialogue on the topic, and we'll take action at a future meeting once the CEPA process has concluded. Mike, do you have any introductory remarks you want to make?
I do. So I just want to, first of all, thank everybody on that member of the public that's joining us tonight. Even though it's not a comment period tonight, we had the comment previously at the public hearing. I do thank you for participating. This is a public meeting, and we still do appreciate your presence. Just to take us back a little bit to summarize about where we're at and what's expected tonight and the rest of the process. Just to restate, the Planning Commission is considering whether to recommend approval of a development agreement between the city and Wayne Semenoff, which would allow the marijuana retail store at 43514 Southeast North Bend Way in the Employment Park 2 zone, where such use is not currently permitted by the zoning. So again, a development agreement is a contractual agreement between the city that's authorized under state law with an applicant, and that allows you to establish standards and requirements that differ from portions of your code, subject to taking it through this process by the council. So a public hearing was held on this topic at the last Planning Commission meeting on August 13th. We had several individuals that spoke both in for and against the proposal. And in addition, we received 59 written comments from the public. Those have been provided in the staff report to the Planning Commission tonight. Public benefits and impacts of the proposal and its resident its impact to the city, residents, and adjacent properties have been identified in the staff report, which I updated, as well as providing that public comment submitted. So the Planning Commission didn't deliberate on this matter at their last meeting on August 13th, but they did request additional information from staff after the hearing, and they considered comments from the public. I addressed those questions in the staff report to the Planning Commission. That's in Roman numeral 4, number 3 of the staff report. And I'll be happy to go over those with the planning commissioners more clearly during the deliberation. So I want to come back to that SEPA issue. So of note, the Planning Commission can deliberate tonight, but they can't yet make their final recommendation. And that's because this is part of the process for considering a development agreement. A State Environmental Policy Act determination needs to be issued and provided with the final staff report. Planning Commission. So until recently, we were waiting for the submittal of that checklist from the applicant, which has now been received. So we'll be issuing a determination of non-significance for the proposal next week. We see that the environmental impact of this development are similar in nature to that of other commercial developments, and therefore the project does not have probable adverse impacts on the environment that can't be addressed through either the requirements of code, North Bend Municipal Code, or the provisions of our proposed development agreement. So the SEPA checklist and the DNS be provided to the planning commissioners together with that staff report at their September 24th meeting. However, we want to make the offer for the planning commission to deliberate, ask questions tonight, make any recommendations to staff for edits that they want to see in the development agreement, and then I will amend that and bring it back to them with that SEPA determination for their final consideration and recommendation on September 24th. So in summary, the Planning Commission needs to consider whether this proposal on balance would be in the public interest and should be approved or denied. And we're also asking the Planning Commission to recommend on whether to include that mitigation payment that was proposed in the draft development agreement from the prior applicant, Cliff Garrett, who had a prior marijuana retail proposal. And if the Planning Commission recommends any portion of that be directed to specific items, such as police budget, substance dependency services, or other items. So let me turn it back to the Planning Commission, and I can address questions from you, or you can ask questions of the applicant.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Before we get started, so we're not taking action tonight because it's still in the SEPA process. Because it's still in the SEPA process, does that create any limitations on the context for our discussion tonight? Are there any constraints regarding questions or comments that might indicate being in favor of or opposed to? No? Okay.
No.
All right. So no constraints on the conversations or the questions, despite still being in the SEPA process, correct? Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, commissioners, we had some time constraints. There were many people that testified at the public hearing. We had actually two public hearings that night, so we weren't able to have any discussion on this in the previous meeting. So we've got a lot of material before us. Is there a commissioner who would like to start us off with any questions or comments?
Commissioner Torgerson?
Sure, go ahead, Susan.
I have a question. I'm talking about this $25,000 mitigation requirement.
potentially that we could suggest that be required. But then I was reading that if there's a city concurrency requirement regarding traffic impact, that potentially there could be, based on the city laws, an additional mitigation fee. Am I reading that right? And is there like a table that indicates what their fee might be and what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so for traffic, there's two different things involved. There's, first of all, a traffic impact analysis for any project that involves more than 10 p.m. peak hour trips. So a traffic engineer will submit a memo with an application stating whether or not it'll have more than 10 p.m. peak hour trips. And if it does not, then no further analysis is required. If it does, they have to submit then what's called the traffic impact analysis. And then that's where they identify impacts of the proposal on levels of service to various intersections and public safety within streets. And so if there's an impact, if it brings that level of service down below a level of service D, we've got established levels of service they can wait for. Then they are required to provide mitigation. So that could be adding a stop sign somewhere. It could be adding a traffic lane in a certain intersection. It could be any number of things as appropriate to the nexus for the impacts of the development. So that's the first thing. The second thing is the traffic impact fee. And that's a fee that's assessed on all new development based on the assumption that new development needs to pay for itself, and levels of service on city streets shouldn't come down, or if levels of service come down on those city streets, the existing residents shouldn't have to pay for the improvements to bring that back up to the level of service. New development should pay for new development. So that traffic impact fee is paying for items on the city's transportation capital improvement plan. And we have a whole list of items that are on that plan and funding amounts for those items. And that's then prorated to different types of development based on it's the Institute of Traffic Engineers Trip Generation Manual. And so, for example, a convenience store will have a fairly high traffic impact or traffic impact fee because it's got a lot of trips, whereas something that's lower trips is going to have a lower traffic impact. So
is there traffic specific thing. Numbers or specific fee numbers, or is that included? Or
that will be assessed at the time of application, so that we go through that calculation, we assign a category to it. If there's not going to be a marijuana retail store category, so what we'll have to do is get a recommendation probably from one of our traffic consultants about what's the most appropriate category to use, and then the fee would be assessed from that. Okay. So that's different than the $25,000 mitigation fee. So that mitigation fee, because this is a development agreement, it's discretionary and the city can impose additional fees. That was a recommendation by one of the council members following the council committee that reviewed this to recommend that it go through the public process. They wanted to see that same fee that was applied to the prior proposal applied to this proposal. But it's not specific to any particular fund. So it goes to the general fund and can support police services. It could support traffic improvements. It could get any number of things. But the Planning Commission, if you feel appropriate, could say some of that fee or portion of that fee, all that fee should go to X purpose. And that recommendation would go on to the council to consider.
Okay.
So if I may step in real quick, along that same question, I wanted to make it clear, they are paying all of the standard fees, mitigation fees, school, all the stuff on top of this $25,000 separate fee.
That's correct. They will pay all applicable fees. So they won't pay school impact fees because those are just assessed on residential projects. They will pay traffic, fire, sewer, water, and stormwater.
Susan, did you have anything else?
No, nope, that was it. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Commissioner Belenko has a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Judy.
Well, first of all, I want to thank my fellow Commissioner Bush for asking about the discretionary fund in her section to you, Mike. Today, I was decided to drive that area so I could get a better idea of what the traffic would be, what the location is, what's next to it, et cetera. And I noticed that there was a sign up for the car wash, which is two driveways west of the planned location of the subject site. And I'm wondering, was there a request for a yearly mitigation fee when we approved that one? I wasn't on here then, so I'm not sure how that one went through for the car wash.
Didn't go through a development agreement. It's just our standard development process. And so they would have to pay all the impact fees that are applicable, but there wouldn't be a special mitigation payment.
There wouldn't be the $25,000 yearly fee?
No.
Okay. And it's the same car wash type thing that's in Snoqualmie. That's my understanding. Someone told me that. Okay. Yep. So that car's going in and out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And so I guess I really wanted to know why we didn't ask for that at the time. If we thought it was important.
Well, the mitigation fee wasn't specific just to traffic.
Okay.
It was traffic, and in consideration of this use being something that would potentially have more police calls, it's a use that has a lot of cash on the premises. So there's the potential for theft at the premises. And so the original idea of that mitigation fee was to address that and to address a higher level of traffic coming in and out.
Mike, you might need to close your window.
Oh, that wasn't on my end, but I'll close my window if there's other background noise.
Judy, anything else?
No, that was it. I just didn't understand why one did and one didn't. And you know, there we go. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Sure. Any other commissioners with questions?
I've got a few.
Go ahead, James.
So let me start with, let's see, in regards to the roundabout, Mike, on the packet there, section 3, item B, you mentioned that the roundabout's west of the site, it should be east.
Oh, okay.
And to that point, do you have like a drawing of the roundabout that might show, I guess the reason I'm asking is that I'm picturing that's that intersection, and a couple of different things come to mind of, yes, there may not be any curbing or sidewalk issues, but that if I'm picturing what I'm thinking the roundabout's going to look like, it's going to be very close to where those improvements would fall off, I'd imagine. And so a left-hand turn out of that entrance could be pretty tough. And I think that also ties into Mr. Brown's comment that we received next door, the APS location. Is there anything to block overflow parking from being on that his site or anywhere else on that frontage?
Is an arterial street, so we don't allow parking on an arterial anyway, except in areas like the downtown. So there won't be any on-street parking. Parking would just be on the applicant's site. And then adjacent property owners could always post signage, you know, no parking, residents and guests only.
Okay, but there won't be anything blocking. He's got a pretty wide paved section there that I'm picturing would be a pretty easy place for someone to overflow parking to just end up on his property.
The signs could be posted.
Yeah. My comment about the $25,000 annual mitigation fee would be on a whole, I'm against additional fees being applied to DAs. I think that it sets a precedent that is questionable, I guess is the word I'd say. I think that it's hard to rationalize a $25,000 fee to a marijuana shop and then rationalize not applying that fee to some other DA, right? It says something there that definitely raises questions in my mind. I think that your comment about the security would make sense, but if that's the case, then that a $25,000 annual mitigation fee should be applied to strictly policing or some kind of fund, not the general fund. I think that that might go back to some of the comments we got from the public regarding what we're just doing this for the tax money, or the city just wants to see this because it's money in the bank for them. I agree with that sentiment in the sense of that not being right. I don't agree with that sentiment in the sense of a reason for to not do the development. So if we are going to, I would be an advocate for eliminating the mitigation fee. As I said, I'm not I'm opposed to that type of idea in general. But if we are going to apply it, I would like to see it as applied to something more specific than just the general fund. And that's it for me.
Thanks, James. So just a clarifying question, Mike. We're not taking final action on the development agreement. But in your opening remarks, you did say if we wanted to see changes, we are free to propose those changes tonight. Is that correct? So that could include changing or eliminating outright that mitigation fee. That is an action that we can take tonight.
Encourage you to give me any direction on amendments you'd like to see in that development agreement so that I can bring the updated version back to you at your next meeting.
Okay, great. Thanks. Any other commissioners? Commissioner Greenberg or Commissioner Moe?
Yeah, I'll pipe in here. I agree with what James just said about the $25,000. My question to Mike is, where are we in the SEPA process? Have you issued a DNS or MDNS already?
The DNS will be issued next Friday.
Okay. I would not be opposed to some sort of mitigation fee if the SEPA documents pointed out some specific impacts, like need for more police service or something like that. I just don't feel it's sort of arbitrary to just attach a number to this particular application because we believe something might happen. Are there any impacts in the SEPA documents that would require mitigation other than your normal things like traffic and that sort of thing?
So that's kind of what the purpose of the development agreement is in and of itself. So it's looking to address impacts, and that mitigation, normally SEPA is to address things that are short in your code, where your code cannot adequately address a particular impact. But that's also what a development agreement could be used for. So we could provide findings within the development agreement itself about such impacts and tie that to the mitigation fee. Or the SEPA could be turned into an MDNS, a mitigated determination of non-significance, reflecting the impact.
Yeah, the MDNS would be more of the way I would look at it personally, so that we're specifically tying those impacts to the SEPA document rather than tying it to the development agreement.
So this is there's a little bit of a timing dance here, because to be able to prepare the SEPA amendments, it would need to go to the paper a week ahead of publication, and that would need to be issued before your next meeting. Right. So that may kick that, if we're going to do an MDNS, that might kick that to the following meeting, not the September 24th meeting, but the October or whatever that is meeting.
Right. Well, and
I'm fine with it. I just want to
be clear. Yeah, thank you for that. It's staff's decision on whether it's an MDNS, which has conditions, or a DNS, which doesn't. So that's your decision. I'm just saying how I would look at it and how I would potentially support having a $25,000 or whatever the number might be, additional mitigation fee, and that is tying it to SEPA. But that's a staff decision. That's not a commission decision.
Yeah, that's a staff decision, but what I will be looking for is direction from the Planning Commission on whether or not you feel that mitigation is appropriate or necessary in the first place. And if you feel that it is, then I will work on the SEPA accordingly.
Okay.
Anything else, Scott?
I did just want to acknowledge for the record that I did watch the last meeting. So I'm all caught up on that, and I've read all the comments and the packet.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions?
Are we still talking about the mitigation fee, or is there?
Well, I think we're talking, we're not limited to the mitigation fee. If you have other questions, I do, at some point in our conversation, I would like to facilitate some decision on that mitigation fee, and we can either do it now or we can do it later.
It's not on the mitigation fee. It's on another item.
Okay, well, go ahead, and we'll defer anything else on the mitigation fee until all other questions have been exhausted.
It's page 7, item E, and I do want to thank you, Commissioner Toe, for responding to this. It has to do with the request information regarding businesses who may face difficulty in obtaining a federally backed loan or other financial hardship if a marijuana retail business locates nearby. And in this case, it's of the current proposal, the property owner has indicated support for leasing the property to the marijuana retail applicant, which should not affect adjacent properties, which are separately owned and would not be tied to any potential loans on the subject property. So that was an important thing to me because of what happened out at the mall with the credit union going in and wanting to do loans, which might be federally backed. And so they had some issues out there, and this seemed a little bit cleaner. And I thank you very much for getting that information.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, for answering that question. If you don't mind, I'd like to piggyback on that a little bit since we're on that topic, because part of my question, I think you answered the part of my question or uncertainty around the current businesses, but in the event a property in that zone is sold and a new business wishes to buy a parcel and open a new business, would they be limited in their ability to get federal financing if they were immediately adjacent to a marijuana retail business? Is it impact anybody who's currently there? But I was also looking for if there were new businesses that needed federal funding in order to purchase and establish their business adjacent to this, would they be constrained?
So I would be totally stepping out of my lane to comment on that. I'm not at all a finance expert. I don't personally believe that would have an impact because it wouldn't be on the same property. The loan issue is tied to the property that the loan is associated with.
Okay. Good. Thanks.
I was at that meeting with the previous marijuana store where they wanted to open up over by the Safeway. And I thought that the issue, and don't quote me because this was a long time ago, but I thought that the issue was that the credit union did own that building and that piece. And so that's why they couldn't come in, because it caused a problem with federal funding that way. Is that not true?
They were leasing property from the shopping center. And the prior applicant, Cliff Garrett, was proposing to purchase that portion of the shopping center, which also included the credit union space. So that's where they ran into trouble. They would be leasing space from somebody that had a business bringing income onto the same property that they would be renting from.
Yeah. And his business title wasn't even really connected to marijuana. It was like an investment property type that was going to buy, but it still was too closely connected. I remember that now. Thank you. I don't think that it would, honestly, but maybe, who knows?
Any other commissioner questions? If not, I'd like to go back to the mitigation fee, since there have been a lot of questions about that.
Mike, this is Wayne Siminoff. Is it possible to make a comment on the mitigation fee?
I will leave. I'll defer to the chair on that. So it's not public comment time, but Chair Tao, if you wish to entertain that.
Sure.
Okay. Well, just a quick comment is that we're looking at spending on those special impact fees over $300,000. So I didn't know that the council probably wasn't aware of that. And so we're spending $300,000 to get the store up and running. And then the $25,000 impact fee, which I didn't champion, that it was kind of forced upon me. That's every year. It's not just one fee one time. So that's, you know, over 10 years, that's $250,000. So those are just some things that I just thought I'd interject there.
Yeah, no, good clarification. Thank you. So regarding the mitigation fee, is there a commissioner that would like to propose anything around that mitigation fee as it currently sits in the development agreement?
I would like to propose that we eliminate the fee, and if not eliminate, then apply it strictly to a security or policing fund, not the general commission or general fund.
Commissioner Bovers, would you mind putting that in the form of a motion on what you would like to see? And we'll see if there's a second.
I'd like to motion that we recommend to the city staff that there be no annual mitigation fee applied to this DA. And if so, if a mitigation fee is applied, that it be strictly relegated to security or police funds.
I think that's potentially two motions. Commissioner Bovers, would you mind if we took those one at a time and started with the first motion to eliminate the mitigation fee entirely and see if there's support for that? And because then it makes the other part moot, at least at this point.
Can I speak before we go on?
Well, can we, Commissioner Bovers, are you okay with that?
Yes.
Is there
a second? I'm thinking maybe we should have a little more discussion. Torkin,
before any comment, can I just see if there's a second for that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. So it's been moved by Commissioner Bovers to eliminate the $25,000 annual mitigation fee, seconded by Commissioner Greenberg. Now, Commissioner Torgerson, if you have a comment or a question.
Well, yeah, I thought maybe we should discuss more before we start making some motions. I don't think we're really all on the same page about what we kind of want to do, and maybe we should talk more before making motions. The reason why I asked about the mitigation fees that had to do with traffic that come later after they do some sort of analysis, I also heard that the mitigation fee of the $25,000 was also going to be for traffic. And that's where I was like a little confused. I felt like that was like double taxation, so to speak, by doing that. I understand that there is a lot of people in the neighborhoods that are concerned about safety and security. And I get that. I get that they're worried. I personally wouldn't be worried because I've seen enough marijuana shops that are classy, and they tend to not have any sort of, it's more organized. They tend not to have vagrant type community. They're not, you know, they have more rules they have to adhere to. So they seem to be almost safer than going to the liquor store. So, I understand that there is a fear out there to the neighborhoods. And how do you handle both? So one thought would be is, since this is a development agreement, you can define how you want things to go. And it sounds like he does have a lot of impact fees he's already putting up front just to get this off the ground. One, if we chose a different number and we dedicated it to police force, I don't know how well you can get the police force to swing by there. Is there any, you know, in that, can you get them to agree that they would come by more often? I don't know if that's a thing or not. But maybe something along those lines, and maybe not have the impact fee the first year. Maybe it's, you know, the second year you start doing that or something like that. And in the effect of maybe that would help the neighborhoods feel a bit more safer that they've got that dedicated resource. Thoughts from other commissioners?
So in the year and a half that I've been at meetings where we've been talking about bringing a marijuana store into our community, crime has never really been a big topic of conversation. I was at a meeting where there was two police officers there, and they said that there was no increase in crime in Issaquah when the stores opened up. They really didn't feel like, in their professional opinion, it was causing an issue. So I feel like this mitigation fee for police, I'm not against it, but I kind of feel like I feel like it's just a feel good for the community. I'm not 100% sure that it's really necessary. I wouldn't want just a random number to go into the general fund for anything like that. Like, I would definitely, if we are going to do a fee, I would like to see it go towards something. I just want to know if we're sure that police and security and crime is really what we're missing, is really where we need that extra little bit.
Yeah, any other comments before we vote on the motion to eliminate? And Commissioner Torgerson, the reason I wanted to get a motion on the table is just for this purpose. We're talking about this mitigation fee is not tied to safety and security or police. As Mike said, it goes into the general fund. I think if there's some data point, whether it's in the current findings of fact, which there isn't any, or if it surfaces through the SEPA process that indicates there's a potential security issue that requires a separate mitigation fee, then I believe we can take that up at that time if there's some basis for the fee to begin with and a specific number for that amount. And that appears to be absent in the development agreement as it's currently constituted. So I wanted to get a sense of where the commission wanted to go with this mitigation fee. So the way to do that is through getting a motion on the table, getting second, having some discussion, and see if anybody wants to amend the motion. If so, I'll entertain an amendment. If not, I think we should vote on the motion that Commissioner Bovers has made, seconded by Commissioner Greenberg, and let the SEPA process play out, see if anything surfaces through the SEPA process. And
I do want to clarify, the SEPA process is not going to be an investigative process. I believe that we've done a fair amount of investigation on that, just with the prior example of the marijuana store in Issaquah, talking with the Issaquah police, and then also talking with the Seattle police and the Seattle marijuana program about the applicant's business partners who run the marijuana store in Seattle. We did not find something that warranted additional security issues.
So I think that's the essence of the policy decision that we need to make. Right now, there doesn't appear to be anything in the record that suggests the need for any additional mitigation fee, and certainly nothing that points to a number that's so specific as $25,000 annually, which I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Commissioner Bovers, was kind of the essence of the concern that you were raising. If there was something that the staff or the police department was concerned about security-wise, that should be in the record, and it currently is not. So if a commissioner would like to amend the motion and propose a different amount or an earmark, can entertain, it would be up to Commissioner Bovers to entertain a friendly amendment. But right now, the motion would be to eliminate the $25,000 annual mitigation fee from the development agreement entirely. Is there any other discussion?
Has it been seconded?
It was seconded. It was made, motion made by Commissioner Bovers, seconded by Commissioner Greenberg.
Thank you.
Okay, hearing no other discussion, the motion on the table is to eliminate the $25,000 annual mitigation fee from the development agreement. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. The next final version of the development agreement will not contain the mitigation clause. Thank you. Is there any other discussion that we should take on this tonight before we move it on to the next meeting after the SEPA process is concluded? Mike, anything else you need from us? Was that?
No, so based on that, my plan is then still a determination of non-significance for SEPA. Again, coming back to the environmental impacts being very similar to what would be done for any other small commercial development.
Okay. So I think that wraps us up for this topic tonight. Mike, would you agree?
Sure. Yeah, that's up to the planning commissioners, but I don't have anything to add.
Yeah, I've asked a couple of times if there were any other questions or issues that we should take up. So hearing none, we'll consider this topic concluded for the evening. And I think this was the only topic we had.
Yep.
Do you, Mike, want to, do you have anything to preview for us before we wrap up then?
No, so this will come back to you on September 24th then with that SEPA determination. And we'll be looking for your recommendation on that at that meeting. And then we'll also be, Jesse Reynolds will be introducing a development agreement for Puget Western. They've got a property out just, what is that, west of Nintendo. And they'll be looking to do a development agreement to authorize the temporary use of septic for the proposal. It's a light industrial proposal until, are subject to participating in a utility local improvement district that would bring sewer to serve that area. So those are the two items coming up on your next meeting, and we'll look forward to wrapping this one up.
Awesome. Before we conclude the meeting, planning commissioners, any of you have anything for the good or the order? Closing comments? If not, can I get a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting?
I'll move to adjourn tonight's meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting made by Commissioner Greenberg, seconded by Commissioner Torgerson. Any final conversation? Hearing none, all in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
All right. Stopping recording, and thank you all very much tonight.
Thanks.
And I thank also the people that were just viewing the meeting tonight. So again, very happy to have you with us.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, you all have a good evening.
Same to you, Mike.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Right.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Michael
is now exiting.